Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Now, you can get great information, not just at this time of week from Tom, but at any time of week, you can go to ETFtrends.com. and see great information on what's happening in the ETF space. You can also follow Tom on Twitter, where he is at ETF Trends, or his personal Twitter, which is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the ProShares Large Cap Core Plus ETF, ticker CSM.
CSM, the ProShares Large Cap Core Plus. Okay, what are the pluses that make this the ETF of the week?
Well, here's another ETF that's not your average ETF. Picture a hedge fund strategy wrapped into an ETF. So this ETF actually tracks the Credit Suisse 130-30 large cap index. So to translate, what that means is 130% of this portfolio is long and 30% is short. In order to do all that, obviously, you need some leverage because what's invested is more than 100%. So we have to put that into account, first of all. Second, Credit Suisse has had this index around for a while. And what they do is they determine initial holdings selected from the S&P 500, excluding low-volume stocks, and then they combine 10 publicly available composite factors. They give them all expected alpha scores. Bottom line is, through their analysis, they determine a certain number they will be long with and a certain number short. So with all that being said, the question you and I would ask, well, if you're going to do all that, why not just buy the S&P 500?
Exactly.
Right? So the question is very logical, because really the expense ratio is a little bit greater. It's 45 basis points. As opposed to getting the S&P 500 for 6 or 8 basis points. But after everything's said and done, if you can actually outperform, and these folks have been able to do that, then maybe it's worth it. So to give you an idea, year to date, it's 3% greater than the S&P 500. And for the last 3 years, the annualized performance is 16.3% versus 15.9% for the S&P. Okay? So all in, a couple things. They've been able to provide a little bit of alpha, number one, and also by having the long and short component, you've got a little less volatility. And to a great degree, that's what the hedge fund world offers. And as you and I both know, they don't always deliver that. But now, kind of this hedge fund strategy with an index and an ETF, it's a little something special for the average investor. And we love talking about, yes, the core index holdings that you need for your portfolio. But as the ETF industry expands and there's so many more offerings, here's something that you might find interesting.
It's Large Cap Core Plus, but how do you use this in terms of, are we saying realistically here that we want to use this not necessarily completely in place of our core fund, but what's the allocation going to be?
Yeah, so it's definitely something that complements your core holdings. If you've got an S&P allocation, and let's say your S&P allocation is 25 or 30% of your overall equity allocation, and I imagine for most people, it's probably a heck of a lot more. So maybe you take 5% of that to diversify a bit.
Wait.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I get the numbers right here. It's if you've got 25% of your portfolio done to S&P type investments, you're taking five of those percentage points. Okay,
right.
that's 20% of that of that S&P denominated equity side. Just wanted to make sure we were giving folks the right numbers.
And so it's got to be significant enough so it makes it, if it does outperform, you're actually feeling it within the portfolio, number one. But number two, because we've seen pretty good performance in the S&P 500 in the last 3 years, and we've seen outperformance in the strategy, that's great. But through this analytics, if they can actually carve out components, companies, sectors that may be underperforming when the general market is outperforming, there's maybe even that much more potential. So, for example, one of their biggest shorts has been basic materials. We've seen 3 years ago, commodities were doing pretty well. But in the last 2 years, they've actually done quite poorly. So they've been able to benefit from that in the portfolio. And that's just kind of one example. You and I are both fans of ETFs. We're also fans of keeping things simple. Sometimes we talk about complex strategies that are really in a simple form, and here's one of them. Most importantly, stick to the basics, but if you're really comfortable with your core allocation and you feel like you want to explore a little bit, here's one of those great index-based strategies that's kind of a smart beta index, because this is actually rebalanced monthly. So if any area happens to sell off and works against the fund, they'll actually buy more. Or if one area happens to do quite well, they'll pair it back to get it in line with the overall allocation on a monthly basis. A great discipline that really helps protect the integrity of the strategy.
And very, very quickly, still looking at the 200-day moving average as a sell point, or is there something else that would be the sell trigger?
Yeah,
on this?
Definitely on this, you want to look at the 200-day average. And again, it's continuing to do well as long as this long-term equity trend continues.
It is ticker symbol CSM, the ProShares Large Cap Core Plus ETF, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Now, if you want more information on anything that Tom does, well, it's ETFtrends.com or at ETFtrends on Twitter. Remember, Tom Lydon, besides being editor of ETF Trends, is president of Global Trends Asset Management. Tom, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go. We're just getting started on the December the 12th edition of Money Life. So up next, it's the big interview. Stick around. We're living the money life right here, just after this message.